is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. From German composer Louis Spohr, music from a German opera of the early 19th century, known as Alruna, or The Owl Queen, performed by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Christian Froelich, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're off and running on another hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you for the afternoon time, with music by Camille Saint-Saëns to enjoy when the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra brings us a suite inspired by one of his favorite vacation destinations, Saint-Saëns' Algerian Suite, and one of the piano trios by Haydn, all just ahead. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Cheung Park on Saturday, November 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. We continue on next with music by an English composer. Born in the late 19th century, mainly worked in the early 20th century, and was known particularly for choral music and his art songs, music from one Cecil Armstrong Gibbs, whose music was said to be a particular favorite of the late Queen Elizabeth. In her youthful days, we'll hear from Gibbs a miniature dance suite put on for us by the Royal Ballet Symphonia, led by David Lloyd Jones, here on KPR. The miniature dance suite from English composer Cecil Armstrong Gibbs, played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, conducted by David Lloyd Jones on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:24. In a little over 10 minutes, we'll have along the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra and the exotic Algerian Suite by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. It is 72 degrees here at the KU campus, and we're on our way to a high of 86 with sunny skies and gusty winds throughout the afternoon as well. Tonight, showers likely, a 70% chance of rain and low temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow should be sunny with highs around 67. Spend a little time next with the musicians of Trio 1790 and Franz Joseph Haydn's 22nd Piano Trio, next on KPR. Franz Joseph Haydn's Piano Trio No. 22, performed by the Ensemble Trio 1790, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. KPR's annual Live Day is almost here. It's coming up tomorrow, and features performances by area artists, including pianist Lucy Tan, the Ensemble Joe Parra, the Ad Astra Duo, and more. It is tomorrow, with concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Join us for Live Day starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Next up is music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. And something he wrote around the year of 1879, Saint-Saëns had a lifelong love of Algeria. He spent a good deal of time there. It was one of his favorite vacation destinations. And in 1879, he wrote this suite, giving us his musical mood of the place, the Algerian Suite, Francis Travis, leading the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra here on KPR. Completed in 1879, the Algerian Suite by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, played by the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra led by Francis Travis on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 1 p.m. Up next, news from NPR. Ahead in the next hour of classical music, among other things, Ernst von Dohnányi's captivating cello sonata. Classical music continues on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez.
Catch Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 Sierra in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
23. The S&P is up 5 points and the NASDAQ has risen more than 100 points or more than 0.5%. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little brief snatch of music from the Oregon Symphony under conductor James DePriest, with music by Igor Stravinsky and the Dance of the Young Girls from The Rite of Spring here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along. As classical music continues here on a Thursday afternoon, looking forward to cellist Nancy Green in a rendition of the captivating cello sonata by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi. That's in a few minutes. A bit later on, the Royal Ballet Symphony of Birmingham will return for something called the Winton Suite, music for strings by one Adam Karse. That's all just ahead. The New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein are ready next with music by John Sibelius, something that is perhaps the masterpiece by Sibelius, written in 1899, a musical tableau depicting episodes from Finnish history. We'll listen to Finlandia next on KPR. The great Finnish epic from 1899, Finlandia by John Sibelius, as played by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Leonard Bernstein, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:17 in the second half of the hour. Coming up, the Royal Ballet Symphony of Birmingham will be back, giving us something called the Winton Suite. It's by composer Adam Karse. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bert Nash, offering a wide range of services for youth and their families, including therapy, parent support, and case management. More information at bertnash.org. And the Lead Center presenting a cappella group Straight No Chaser in their Top Shelf Tour, Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We have some chamber music next by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi. The last piece we heard, Sibelius's Finlandia, as mentioned, was completed in 1899. What we'll hear next was finished the same year. This is the cello sonata of Ernst von Dohnányi, inspired partly by the music of Brahms. We'll hear cellist Nancy Green with Dennis Gibson at piano on Kansas Public Radio. From 1899, the cello sonata by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi. Today we heard cellist Nancy Green with Dennis Gibson at piano on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 1:45, 15 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered. Then, tonight at 7, it'll be Classics Live. From 8 to 9, Destiny is your host with Tango Thursday this evening, featuring Baroque music that rocks alongside some very unexpected music by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil. Destiny has classics for you tonight from 8 to 9 on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes and gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. We're back with the Royal Ballet Symphony of Birmingham for our next performance, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, and it is music by a 20th century English composer by the name of Adam Karse. Very adept at producing music for strings. This is from 1933. It's called The Winton Suite, which refers to the cathedral city of Winchester, which is a place where Adam Karse taught music for many years at Winchester College. Gavin Sutherland and the Royal Ballet Symphony of Birmingham, next on Kansas Public Radio. A suite composed in 1933 by English composer Adam Karse, called The Winton Suite, played by the Royal Ballet Symphony of Birmingham, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're just about ready for NPR News. That'll be followed by the next hour of classical music, where we'll bring you Tchaikovsky's Third Piano Concerto, along with the Second Bacchanus Brasileiras by Heitor Villa-Lobos. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra has that performance for us. More wonderful music in store for you. Hope you can stay with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. 82 degrees here on the KU campus, high of 85 for this afternoon. You're listening to KPR.
Dua Lipa.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Down nearly 200 points at 42,323. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. London Symphony, and yes, Leonard Bernstein's Candide Overture under conductor Andre Previn here on Kansas Public Radio. With more classical music in store for you on a Thursday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson and happy to be back with you. We've got the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra set to join us a little bit later, and they'll have some music of great energy by Heitor Villa-Lobos, the Second Bacchanus Brasileiras. That along with Rimsky-Korsakov's variations for oboe and piano. Right now, the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Vladimir Fedoseyev and pianist Mikhail Pletnev, bring us the last completed work by Tchaikovsky. Something that he started out writing as a symphony, but reworked into a single-movement piano concerto, which would officially be known as his Third Piano Concerto in E-flat Major. It's next for you on Kansas Public Radio. Music of Tchaikovsky, and the last major work completed by him is Piano Concerto No. 3 in E-flat Major. Vladimir Fedoseyev was conductor of the Philharmonia Orchestra with pianist Mikhail Pletnev, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:24. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra ready to join us in just about 10 minutes' time for Bacchiana's Brasileiras No. 2, music by Heitor Villa-Lobos, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, presenting trios for horn, cello, and piano, 4 p.m. on Sunday at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Prairie Village, Kansas. Details at MidwestChamberEnsemble.org. And Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. Next on KPR, Ivan Paisov playing oboe and Natalie Sherbakova, pianist, in Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Variations for Oboe and Military Band on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Variations for Oboe and Military Band in G minor, played by Ivan Paisov, playing oboe, and Natalie Sherbakova on piano on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2:35, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then the music continues on this evening at 7. We bring you Classics Live and Tango Thursday with Destiny, your host tonight, from 8 to 9. Not only that, tomorrow is Live Day at KPR, and this year we will present a free evening concert at the Lawrence Public Library. That's where Destiny and friends will play some haunting Halloween sounds. That'll be tomorrow on KPR, and made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. See the full Live Day schedule over at kansaspublicradio.org. And just a quick note that something else that is happening tomorrow night at 7 p.m., some silent movies, the 27th Annual Silence in the Cathedral at Grace Episcopal Cathedral on 8th Street, the 1924 German horror fantasy silent picture known as Waxworks will be on display, along with a wonderful collection of short films of the late 19th and early 20th century. Waxworks, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., at Grace Episcopal Cathedral, at 701 Southwest 8th Street, here in Lawrence. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we have a 70% chance of showers. Low temperatures around 52 degrees. For tomorrow, it should be sunny with highs around 66. For Friday night, clear and chillier with a low of 37. We're ready now for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, led by Jesus Lopez Cobos, to enjoy music by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil, one of the Bacchiana's Brasileiras suites, roughly translated as Bach-inspired Brazilian pieces, fusing the contrapuntal precision of Bach style with the Brazilian musical spirit. These were written between 1930 and 1945. What we'll hear was written in 1930, Bacchiana's Brasileiras No. 2, an energetic work that leaves you feeling carried along on a grand train ride. Jesus Lopez Cobos and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra next on KPR. Bacchiana's Brasileiras No. 2 by Heitor Villa-Lobos, performed by the Cincinnati Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by more music beginning at 7 with Classics Live and Destiny from 8 to 9. By the way, if you happen to have heard me earlier mention the film screening tomorrow night of the German silent film Waxworks, let me just issue a small correction. That is taking place tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Grace Episcopal in Topeka, not in Lawrence. I do apologize for misspeaking there. It's about 3 p.m., and we will get into the news from NPR. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lee.ku.edu.